Roberta Flack has been singing in a way that plucks at the heartstrings since 1969.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
She's had many, many more hits, including The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, Where Is the Love, and The Closer I Get to You. Roberta Flack has released more than 15 albums during an outstanding career. Her latest is called Let It Be, Roberta. She sings her own distinct versions of songs by her fellow musical travelers, the Beatles.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Roberta Flack will join many other great musicians and stars at the funeral of Whitney Houston in New Jersey later today. We spoke with her a few weeks ago from our studios in New York about this new Beatles album and asked, why Beatles?
Well, you know, the obvious answer, Scott, is why not? You know, there's there's a lot of great music in the world. And when I consider how I started, made the transition from the classroom, I was a teacher, and to the little stage in the clubs that I worked in Washington, D.C., the music that was on the radio was not mine. It was the music of the Beatles. I love the simplicity, the fact that they're so accessible. The thing that just overwhelms me is how these young musicians were able to write so deeply and so intensely and to be so correct that here we are talking about it all these years later. People all over the world know the songs, and they still know them.
Joker, he just do what he please. Yeah.
A lot of what I did with the Beatles songs on the album has this universal love kind of undertone. When I did Come Together, at the end of Come Together, we had children sing, people all over the world, come on. Every day, almost, I would find out something different or something new, something fresh about the music. But, you know, it was really kind of interesting making the final choices. I'll put it to you that way.
Well, how did you make the final choices?
Well, painfully. I decided to put Here, There, and Everywhere on the album because it is a beautiful song, and it is a song that shows my early posturing as a performer, as a soloist, a pianist, a singer, in a great situation, Carnegie Hall. I had studied classical piano for years and years and years, and even after that, continued to study. My real ambition was to be a concert pianist and to play Schumann and Bach and, you know, Chopin, the Romantics. Those were my guys. And I'm recalling the joy that I felt, and at the same time, I'm very misty-eyed because I was really sad that I had not reached my goal, which was to play at Carnegie Hall. I got there, but I got there by playing songs like Here, There, and Everywhere, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. So it was not difficult to make the decision to put that song on the album.
Let's listen to a little bit of you, Carnegie Hall 1972, if we could, Here, There, and Everywhere.
Here, making each day of the year, changing my life.
I was so young. It was so personal. I was so sensitive. And at one point, my voice cuts off. I say, there. You know, like, there. I can't say, there. I say, there.
There is something there. There. Running his hand through my hair.
by the time I get to the end, I'm screaming, love never dies, you know. I think you have to be innocent to a certain degree to be able to do that, to really let it out.
That is a startlingly wonderful version.
I'm glad you like it. It still makes me very emotional when I hear that.
There's a picture of you in the CD cover of, well, a picture of you and Yoko in later years, and then a picture of you, John Lennon, and Yoko Ono. Looks like it would be late 60s, early 70s. How well did you know him? Do you have memories?
Oh, yeah. I lived right across the hall from him.
I guess I didn't know that. Well, those big New York apartment buildings.
It's the famous Dakota. I moved in 75, as did they, and we wound up right across the hall. So one might say that I had the privilege of hearing him play. I heard, you know, little pieces of music coming through.
You mean in the mid-1970s, Roberta Flack could overhear John Lennon and Yoko Ono playing music, and I assume, given the volume of your voice, they used to tell their friends that, you'll never believe it, we can listen to Roberta Flack at night.
Probably.
I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars and the endless skies, my love, to the dark.
What difference do you think the music the Beatles did and the music that you were singing then made to people?
Gave them a chance to say, yeah, that's my life. I had a lady walk up to me once, and she said, Miss Flack, I need your autograph, and I want to tell you that I met my husband with your song. He proposed to me. He learned to play guitar and to play the first time ever I saw your face, and he stood under the window of my dorm and screamed my name and sang it the best he could, and she's standing there with this guy and two children. And I say, oh, how nice. And this is your husband. She says, this is my second husband.
Enough songs for a second album, you think?
Yeah. They've asked me to do one already. I'll probably include Golden Slumbers, All You Need Is Love, Blackbird, Penny Lane. So many.
Well, we'll look forward to that, too. Miss Flack, thanks so much. Pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me. Darling, please believe me.
Roberta Flack joining us from New York. Her new album, Let It Be Roberta, is out now. To hear more songs from Roberta Flack's new album, you can come to our website, nprmusic.org.
Believe me when I tell you I'll never do you no harm.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.